I think that I've always wanted to live abroad. This is something that has always been a huge dream of mine, which is a little ironic because I was born abroad.
The only way to improve yourself is to push and put yourself in a very difficult situation that can challenge yourself and improve it. So,
And then I've spent like probably about 15 years maybe fighting this urge to live abroad.
Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by ReadyGo Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Expats Exposed podcast. I hope you're all doing fine. My name is Adu, and this is episode 18 of the podcast. I was actually going to have an interview with a friend for episode 18, but then the other day I was talking to some friends here in Brazil. I don't know if you know, but I am Brazilian. I lived in China for nearly 5 years, but now I've been in Brazil for the last year and a half, just right after the pandemic started. So I left China, came back to Brazil. And I was talking to some friends here in Brazil, you know, some of them are like childhood friends and stuff. And one interesting thing that I noticed is that I actually think that I have more in common with my friends who were living with me there in China, or other friends who live abroad in Canada, the UK, Portugal, Spain, it doesn't matter where. But I started to realize that I actually have more in common with these friends, you know? And then I thought it was weird because, you know, Brazil is my country and I'm in my hometown. And how come I have more in common with my friend Angelique, who's American and lived in Italy, in DR, China and another country? So how weird is that, right? Of course, I mean, I am from South America and I have a lot in common with people from, I'd say like South America or even Latin America. We have this, maybe some personality characteristics or some traits, or it's a very similar culture. We're very open, we're very talkative, but that's of course either a stereotype or I'm just talking about it in general, okay? Of course, we have those things. Of course, you know, Brazilians, when they are abroad, I mean, you can see that they are Brazilians because we are a bit sometimes too loud, but we're also very welcoming, very friendly and stuff. But again, that's also in general. I realize that I have fewer things that make me Brazilian in a way, compared to other friends who are not Brazilian, who are not from South America, but are living abroad. They are abroad, they have lived abroad for many, many years. So I don't know, does that sound weird to you? Have you ever had this experience of, you know, meeting a friend and after some years abroad, you notice that this friend might, you know, be different or thinking in a different way? I don't know. Some people call themselves global citizens. And in a time where people want to put things in like boxes, you know, to fit boxes, saying like, oh, you are, or categorizing things like, oh, you are Brazilian, you are South America, you are European, you are from Asia, whatever. We know that it doesn't work that way, right? Even in a country, within a country, you have so many differences, like regional differences. So it doesn't work that way. So I started to call myself a global citizen because I think I have a different mindset. And I'm not saying this is better or worse or anything. It's just a different mindset for compared to someone who my age from my city, but who has never experienced, you know, living abroad. So I thought this was interesting. And then I decided to ask like 8 friends. They sent really short messages, but I decided to ask them, why did you decide to move abroad? Like, why did you decide to leave your country in the first place? And so we're going to listen to their answers, and I'm going to comment on their answers as well to see if I can relate to their answers. And also, of course, the aim is to see if you can relate to them and see how similar you might be to some of these people, and or you might think the same way, or maybe not, like you don't think the same way as them. So let's listen to them, and I'm going to tell briefly before we start with each one, I'm going to tell their names, where they're from, okay? So the first one is Grizel. Grizel was born in Honduras, but she's also American, and she lives in New Orleans in the U.S. So let's listen to Grizel.
I mean, I think that I've always wanted to live abroad. This is something that has always been a huge dream of mine, which is a little ironic because I was born abroad, you know? So it's a little weird like this, but I've always felt like I've been from two places at once, in a way. So I've known my whole life that I wanted to live abroad. And I decided to finally do it because I was really, really afraid, because most of my family is in Honduras, or in, you know, all my friends are in New Orleans in the U.S. So I was very afraid. There was like a lot of stigma of a single woman going abroad to this random place with no one there. So I was really afraid, but I finally was like, just do it. And I don't know, I figured that there would be more opportunities in China or abroad than there would be in my hometown.
Now, something very, very interesting that Grizel said was that she was born abroad. Isn't that interesting? Because now she was born in Honduras, but she's an American citizen, and in a way she's abroad because it's not her home country, but her home country is the U.S. So how weird is that when you have like dual citizenship and things like that? And I know a lot of people have that, you know, because of their, you know, grandparents. Maybe you are Italian, American and Italian at the same time, or maybe you even have three citizenships, or maybe your mother's from a country, you're a third culture kid. So that's very interesting. And she mentioned about the stigma of a single woman going abroad. For all the ladies there listening to this podcast, what do you think about that? Because I actually heard from a friend, a close friend here in Brazil, the other day, that she thought the same. She said that she was worried about what people would think, and because she was a single woman in her, you know, mid-30s, moving to China and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just thought it was very interesting and for us to think about, you know. Thanks a lot, Grizel. Now we're going to listen to Anas, my friend from Pakistan. He's a medicine student in China.
Yeah, I decided to leave Pakistan. First of all, being honest, I didn't get an admission in my favorite university. So that's why I left Pakistan, and China was a good option.
It's true. Sometimes I know that in Pakistan and in India, the university course, you know, for medicine is really, really competitive. It's really hard to get into the universities there. And he was just honest and said, yeah, I couldn't get into my university. I wanted to study medicine. And China welcomes a lot of international students, especially medicine students, but also engineering students, you know, and they have a lot of opportunities, partial and full scholarships and stuff like that. So I think it's very interesting what he said. Yeah. And that's why he moved, because he wanted to get his medicine degree. In Brazil, what happens is sometimes when you don't get the public universities for medicine, because they're the best ones in the country, if you want to study in a private university, that's extremely expensive to study medicine. So they travel to, I think, Bolivia, Paraguay, Venezuela, where they have cheaper courses if you want to become a doctor. Okay, right now we're going to listen to Angelique. She's my good friend. She's in New York now, but when I asked her this question, she was in China. So let's listen to Angelique.
For a long time, I've always liked to travel, and I studied abroad when I was in college. And the first time that I lived abroad was in my early 20s. And then I've spent probably about 15 years maybe fighting this urge to live abroad. And I have moved consistently every 4 years, moved city. And I finally just was I don't think I'm gonna just settle down in one place. And I'm a traveler and I want to see different places. And So I made this decision to become an international teacher who would teach on the international circuit to give myself the opportunity to see the world. So I know eventually I'll go back to the States at some point. The U.S. is not going anywhere, but I'm not satisfied just being there. So I need to be out in the world, yes.
Yeah, Angelique, I can totally relate to that. Like, totally. I've always liked to travel. Like, I know traveling is like, I know most people like to travel, but it's not like that. Like, I've always loved reading and looking for information about other cultures, other countries. I've always wanted to, like, go abroad and see and explore. Since, like, early age, like, when I was, I think, 10, 11, 12, I always thought about that. And just like Angelique, I've spent years fighting this urge to move abroad, you know? I knew deep inside that I wanted to leave my country. I knew it. I knew that. But, you know, you start working, climbing up the career ladder. You start, you know, meeting new people and you know, sticking to the place. And all of a sudden, it's been, what, 10 years, and you're still there, and you didn't move, you know? So I love that she mentioned that, because I feel totally the same, like... I've always wanted to move abroad, but I had to fight this urge for a long time. When I, you know, 2015, I finally decided to do that. Yeah, thanks a lot, Angelique. Now we're going to listen to my friend Michele. He is from Italy.
Well, I remember very well when I decided to leave my country. It was during the Erasmus program. And the reason why it was, first, because I wanted to challenge myself, basically. I wanted to try to have an experience outside my home, outside my region, Lazio, and also outside my country, Italy. So this one is the first reason. The second one, it was to improve my English. Because, you know, I was having like a grammar, grammatical and scholastic high school English level, that it was not that good, but not even that bad. So the only way to improve yourself is to push and put yourself in a very difficult situation that can challenge yourself and improve it. So I would never improve my English if I would not go abroad. That was the second reason. And I decided to move not to Spain or Portugal, that are very similar countries as Italy, but I decided to go far, Sweden, a place where it's very cold, but where the Swedish population can really speak English. And this one, it was a very important decision. Yeah.
So a lot of people do that, as Michele said, to improve his English, you know, to improve his fluency in English. Because I actually traveled to France when I was 20 years old, I think, to improve my French. I spent like 3 weeks in Nice, in the south of France, and it was a great experience studying French and stuff. And I always suggest my students to go abroad if they can, if they're able to, if they have the means to go abroad. Not when they are beginner level, but when they have at least some kind of, you know, pre-intermediate or intermediate level, because when you go abroad and you're really exposed to the language on a daily basis, of course, you end up improving more than if you're just studying on your own or with a teacher in your country, because, you know, sometimes we don't have that much, those many opportunities to practice the language. And I love what Michele said, that the only way to improve yourself is to put yourself in a very difficult situation that can challenge yourself. And this, some people might say it's like getting out of your comfort zone, which, yeah, it is, but in a really challenging experience, you know, a difficult situation. And I totally agree with him, because when I was in China, it was definitely very challenging. It was very difficult at times, but the fact that I could overcome those difficulties, those challenges throughout those years, not only the beginning, but it was difficult for a long time, you know. So I feel stronger now. I feel more empowered, like, to try a new challenge or to experience a new country and to move somewhere else. Definitely, like, I totally agree with Michele. Right now, we're going to listen to Amparo. She's from Spain.
Because I don't like my country at all. I mean, I have to be honest. I like Barcelona. I love Barcelona. The rest, I'm indifferent to it. And I'm from Sevilla. Not good, man.
Oh my God, I love Amparo. I miss her so much. It's so interesting because I need to say this. I have a love and hate relationship with Brazil. Like, I love a lot of things here, but I hate a lot of other things, you know? So it's not a country that I want to grow old and stay for good. Like, definitely not. It's never been my number one choice or my second or third. So I totally understand her. And I for some time, I felt like guilty because I didn't love my country, blah, 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 like people say. But I love a lot of the things here. And a lot of the things that Brazil has or that Brazil has to offer, I don't know. It's, of course, it's a lot of it. It's part of my personality because I lived here for, you know, 30 something years. So of course, but still it's not, when I look back now and I talk to my friends here, I really can see the difference, you know, that a lot of the things that they value here, I don't value at all, you know? So like, you know, being, I don't know, like buying so much stuff or, you know, having to work so much because life is so expensive here in a way and not having time to, like, you know, explore and see new things and having those preconceived ideas about, you know, issues that they don't even know about. That's really something I don't like anymore. And I cannot relate to that anymore, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. But now we're going to listen to my friend Andrew. He is from Serbia.
Apart from teaching in my country, I did many, many other jobs. So Serbia is a good place. We talked about this many times. It's just, how should I say, there is it's basically impossible to find a good, stable job, you know. So after many years of working, you know, it's basically like you work, but at the end of the month, you're broke. So for, I don't know how many, I started working since I finished high school. So I worked there for 8 years and I didn't save anything. I saved a little bit of money, which I spent during the summer on some festivals, of course. And it also became dull, you know. You see your friends leaving, going to some other places to travel to live, to whatever. So one day, a friend of mine told me, yeah, you know, there are many opportunities you can, you know, his friend was teaching in China as well. So he's like, ah, it's so easy, blah, blah, blah. You can give it a try. So here I am.
That's it. Like, I mean, just I was saying about Amparo, like I feel the same way in Brazil, as Andrew said, I would work, but at the end of the month, I would be broke, you know. I would save a lot of money to travel once a year, and then I would go abroad. That was what I did for like four or five years. I would work, save, and then once a year, I would go backpacking in Europe. I would travel around South America and stuff like that, or to North America. So I used to do that a lot until I saw that I was like, listen, that's not even healthy because I know I don't want to be here. Like, I'm trying to like pretend that like I like living here, and then I'm for once a year for 30 days I escape in a way, and then I come back and I'm even more depressed when I'm back because I don't want to be here. So totally agree with Andrew. And the opportunities in China, as he said, yeah, there are a lot of opportunities, more in the past. Now it's getting a bit difficult, I would say. My next friend is Sofia. She is from Portugal.
The first time I left my country, it was this kind of Erasmus exchange program. And like my feeling, and I think that has been the reason for like most of the times, like I just wanted to experience cultural shock. So when I left Portugal for the first time, I went to Estonia because I thought like, okay, Portugal is the end of Europe on this side, and then Estonia is the end on that side. And actually when I got there, like, it's just everything is the same, you know? Like, there's always Starbucks and McDonald's and people speak English, and it's like very easy kind of to integrate. So China has been definitely the most different place I have lived in. But that was like my kind of first motivation, like adventure kind of. Of course, it's also like money stuff, job stuff. So But I wouldn't say that I left Portugal because, like, I couldn't find a job or... No, I actually left Portugal because I wanted to see something different and, yeah.
Very nice, Sophia. Totally understand what you said, and that's exactly the reason why I decided to go to China. I thought that after traveling a couple of times around, you know, Europe, North America, South America, I thought it was kind of... It's not the same thing, but yeah, in a way, it's very similar. And I went to China at first for the adventure, for the culture shock, you know, to experience something completely different. And I did. And I'm really happy because I did and I loved it. And yeah, China is something different. It's something very special. So that was the reason why I moved to China as well. Exactly that, because I knew that I was going to end up in Europe. I mean, I'm still in Brazil, but I know I'm going to end up in Europe. Because I love, you know, European culture. I already mentioned this here. But yeah, so I went there for the adventure. And a lot of people go to Asia, you know, Westerners go to Asia for that. They go for the adventure to see, like, what is Japan really like? What is Thailand, South Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines, you know, to explore and to see an adventure, to live an adventure, you know. I've seen that a lot there. So yeah, totally understand that, and I can relate to that. And the last one is my friend Kevin. He is from Cape Verde.
Well, I knew from a young age I was going to leave my country because, you know, unfortunately, if you want to study medicine or physics, I wanted to study physics, you have to leave the country. So I knew I was going to leave the country. At first, I thought I was going to Russia. I was obsessed with Russia as a child. But then it didn't go my way and I ended up coming to China because they offered me a full scholarship and I used to live with my sister. I was like, you know, don't really want her to have to send me money while I live in Russia. So probably I should go to China. That way I can be more like dependent and they won't have to help me.
So what Kevin mentioned, like after this, after I talked to him, like, and he sent me this message, I talked to him about like what it was like, what it is like in Cape Verde for universities. And he said, yeah, you have just some basic university courses. Like you don't have a big range of variety of like university courses. That's why a lot of students from Cape Verde go study in other Portuguese speaking countries like Portugal, Brazil, and I think Angola as well. And also some of them go to, they might go to like other countries, and he was in between China and Russia, but he got a, he wanted to study medicine. He's now a doctor and he wanted to, you know, of course he chose China for the scholarship and everything else. And yeah, sometimes the countries, some countries don't give, they don't have those many opportunities, you know, for like, to advance your studies, scholarships and stuff like that. And other countries, bigger countries, they want international students because, of course, it's very, you know, it helps a lot the to become like the diversity in the universities, in the university towns, and in the country as well. You know, China wanted that a lot, and that's why they offered so many scholarships for so many students who were willing to go to China, and they still do, actually. They still do. So, yeah, that's very interesting. So, yeah, I can relate to, like, most of the things that my friend said in this podcast. I think that it is unique, the experience of living abroad. You know, it's not like traveling to a country. It's not like going for a week and, you know, to a city or to a country and say, well, I've lived abroad. It's not the same. The first time I lived abroad, like if I could say, I spent 2 months in Buenos Aires in Argentina. And yeah, it was a really nice experience, but it's nothing compared to the even the 2 months, the first 2 months that I spent in China. You know I spent longer in China, but it's nothing compared to that because it's the language barrier. It's, you know, things work different. Things are not the same. The way of thinking is different. The way you judge things, and then you get there and you see, oh, actually, what I was thinking is not the best option. And all these things make living abroad a unique experience. And that is one of the reasons why I created this podcast and I also created my YouTube channel, is because a lot of people don't have the chance, you know, to move abroad and live somewhere. So it's important for us to like see different perspectives, but also, if possible, try and experience, you know, at least 6 months in a country, or a year, or even more if you can, in one, two, three, I don't know how many different countries. So yeah, I hope you guys like this episode. If you want to watch all of these people who are here giving their reasons why they decided to move, and if you want to watch them on a video, I'll leave the link below. This is actually a video I recorded for my YouTube channel, and I talked to all of these friends while I was in China. I interviewed them. So if you want to watch the video, I'll leave the link below. And again, if you are on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you can leave a 5-star, please do, because it helps the podcast a lot. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats, and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpats.